Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. Give me a call, have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call and come to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your say and yarn up strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our First Nation traditional owners across this beautiful country. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, the Julia Will Suicide Prevention Day Gala Dinner on September 10, hosted by the Westerman Julia Institute to address the shocking rates of Indigenous child suicide in Australia. And to talk about that is, got brother-in-law online, Stuart McLeod, the coup of the Westerman Julia Institute. On the line, Stuart, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you, my friend, for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from?
I'm actually a McLeod mob from Scotland, but I'm sitting here on beautiful Noongar Boodja.
Beautiful. Well, we welcome you. We adopt you, my brother. So thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about artists come together for Indigenous mental health on World Suicide Prevention Day. Now, numbers are high in regarding the suicide. And it's very important we talk about prevention. You've got the Prevention Day Gala Dinner coming up. Fantastic. So let's talk about how increasing treatment capacity is only one part of the solution and why Indigenous suicide rates are only going to get worse if we don't invest more in prevention.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting conversation that's been had for a fair few years now, but I think most of the money that we're investing into suicide goes towards, I guess, awareness, that sort of thing, but it's not actually trying to tackle the key issues, which are the causative factors that lead to Indigenous suicide. And it's Julia's contention that these causal pathways to suicide, they look a little bit different in Indigenous Australians than they do in non-Indigenous Australians. And a lot of the treatment programs and intervention strategies that are focused on Australians in general are either non-Indigenous based, or they've been adapted from non-Indigenous bases to Indigenous focus, but they haven't been prepared from the ground up, and they don't take into account the differences in culture and that sort of thing.
So why we need to change the way we track Indigenous suicides and treatment outcomes so that we are better able to prevent deaths in the first place?
Yeah, well, it's not even tracking the actual suicides. It's being able to understand where the mental health is before it becomes suicidal. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So Dr. Tracy Westerman has developed a few psychometric assessment tools. So these are basically just tools to understand where particularly young Indigenous kids are at in terms of their mental health. And that's a good way to sort of identify high-risk people at high risk of suicide, but also high-risk areas in general, because it's a good general screening tool. All of this aside, the gala is to raise funds for the work that we do, but part of what we do is also we administer an Indigenous psychology student scholarship.
Yes.
So we're trying to raise the number of Indigenous psychologists in Australia, because it's currently only 218.
Yeah, room for more. And when we're talking about the professional, the profession as in a psychologist, but a black one at that, black on black, that's the best ingredient, you could say.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you've just immediately eliminates some of that the cultural vouching. You're immediately in a culturally safe place. And not only are we trying to raise the number of Indigenous psychologists, but we're also trying to raise the number of Indigenous psychologists who think like Dr. Tracy Westerman, which is a good thing, you know what I mean? So she personally mentors each one of them. We're just trying to increase that mentorship circle to include a number of other Indigenous psychologists around Australia as well, so the kids, the students get the support and the mentoring they need.
And how can we increase the availability of mental health professionals in regional and remote communities, Stuart?
Well, that's the key thing, isn't it? And that's where this this scholarship comes into play, because one of the key selection criteria is we're really looking for people who are studying psychology and have a desire to go back to country, back to regional areas and rural areas, because that's where the high risk really is. Mm. Most of our students, they just have personal connections to suicide and to mental ill health.
Yes.
And they just have a real burning desire to go back to their communities to help them.
We're talking about lived experiences is what you're talking about, you know, and connection to our First Nation people as a First Nation professional, you could say.
Exactly. I mean, there's not a long gap between mental ill health, there's not a lot of links in the chain between knowing someone that's been affected by mental ill health, put it that way.
Look, and the fact that we're talking about a very important topic and need to bring those numbers down, and it is a team effort in regarding everybody in the community. Well, it takes a raise a child, so to speak. Same thing in regarding this space. But thank you for sharing, Stuart, and all the best to your team, your family, and good luck with the Suicide Prevention Day Gala Dinner on September 10th, my friend.
Thank you very much. And if anyone wants to support Julia and the work we do, all the details are on the website. You can donate or you can grab yourself a ticket, or you can even grab a ticket for the families of those affected by Indigenous suicide as well.
All the best. Thank you, my brother. You take care. We'll yarn soon.
Thanks, mate.
Bless you. A beautiful yarn there, Stuart McLeod, his name is, Koo of the Westerman Julia Institute, and talking about artists coming together for Indigenous Mental Health World Suicide Prevention Day, and they've got their World Prevention Day Gala Dinner that's happening on September 10th. Stuart said you can go online and check that out and donate and support or purchase a ticket for that gala dinner. Have you saying Yarn of Strong here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. With the ball here on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM, Bumbadrip Media, 98.7FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. It's too deadly.
Shines, colorful fishes swim by, and
Yeah, beautiful track there, Tiwi Warriors, Leaderstick Band here on your daily program. National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. So yarn up strong, you mob. Statement here, no, I won't. What caused Pauline Hanson's storm out of Senate? Pauline Hanson has been branded a racist after she sensationally stormed out of the Senate during the acknowledgement of country. Senate President Sue Lyons acknowledged the Ngunnawal and Gembri peoples as the traditional custodians of Canberra area and paid respect to past and present during the opening of the Wednesday sitting. As is tradition, the acknowledgement is given daily and is followed by Lord's Prayer. But before Senate Lyons could finish the acknowledgement, the One Nation leader interjected. No, I won't, she yelled, adding, I never will. While it wasn't captured on the parliamentary broadcast feed, NCA Newswire photographer Gary Remage caught Senator Hanson fleeing the scene. And Green Senator Lyndia Thorpe, a proud Jabwarong Gunai and Gundjimara woman, quickly condemned the disrespectful move. Day two of the 47th Parliament and racism has reared its ugly head, she tweeted. Pauline Hanson disrespectfully stormed out of the acknowledgement of country in the Senate and refused to acknowledge those people. You want to make Parliament safe? Get rid of racism. The process comes as the Senate is due to consider a motion to display the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander flags in the chamber alongside the Australian flag. Anthony Albanese made a point to include the flags in the backdrop of his first Prime Ministerial press conference after being sworn in. The three flags are already displayed side by side in the House of Representatives. More to come. Check that out. Maybe you want to talk on that note. See what, tell us what your thoughts are regarding that movement. Bringing Australians all together, or is it dividing as an acknowledgement of First Nation people? There it is. So Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation. Maybe you want to talk football. Ed, maybe you want to talk about what's happening with the organisation and what's happening with our mob in the 21st century. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. The daily number again, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, beautiful track. A very furious sea, saltwater band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got a call on the line, got Budge on the line to talk about situations in Cairns here. Climb, Budge, good morning. How are you? How are you, my brother?
I'm good. Yeah, my name Butcher.
Yeah, Butcher. Yeah, Butcher. What you want to talk about, my brother?
Yeah, well, I'm a Jabaganji, Ikinji, and Gunganji, and Yalanji Bama.
Yes.
I want to talk about the street that's of kids and all this crime that's happening in our communities with our young ones.
Yeah.
Stealing all these cars.
Yes. It's horrific, isn't it? It's really getting out of hand, isn't it, brother?
Brother, this is beyond a joke. This rubbish has to stop right
and
now.
And we're not belongs to that, are we, brother, our people?
We're not belongs to that. We don't steal. We don't do that type of rubbish. That's not our culture. That's not our way.
Exactly.
But the sad thing is my yabba.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The appearance of these.
This young one, not respecting their elders, brother, not respecting their culture, and you know, their parents, their grandparents, their name they carry, you know, bro?
That's it, but their parents don't even get respect for our community.
Well, exactly.
You know, like the parents should be bloody nipping this thing straight away.
Yeah.
Like, brother, why I'm calling, I'm still shaken from Wednesday morning.
Mm. What happened, brother?
I'm coming out of my home with my dad's place.
Yep.
And this is my backyard, brother. And two stolen vehicles come from Kansas City, a stolen bloody Toyota CV.
Mm.
And I seen these kids. I know who these kids are.
Yes.
And I'm gunning for their parents. Their parents don't pull them in. I'm going to go and smash their parents.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. We've got to be careful regarding being vigilant. You know what I mean?
Nah,
vigilantes.
That's it. It's time to be vigilant. You know, the law of the system is a joke. It's piss weak.
Yep, exactly. You know, and the police officers, their hands are tied because the courts. You know, the courts make that decision, bring them in, slap them on the wrist, let them go again, and the next night they're stealing again, brother.
That's it. The same bloody day they're still stealing. You know, like the cops doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
Parasites off the bloody off our road, but yeah, I nearly got cleaned up in the back of my home. I almost got killed.
Yeah, brother. And look, it's great to hear from community, you know, black men at that. The stealing of cars, all the crime. Well, it's not all black kids. There's white kids as well, but it doesn't matter. The crime needs to stop and the youth need to be checked.
My brother. That's it. I'm talking about Admiral Baron. I'm talking about every kid, black or white fellow.
Yes, brother.
Kid. But I'm more concerned about ours. We've got communities like my home here in Yoruba.
Yeah.
We've got 90% children that roam our streets, and we've got these pests coming over here every morning, every night with their stolen vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, I just had enough. Eh? The Lord doing nothing. I got my own law. I got Bama law.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm a very, very strong Bama of this community and of this Cairns region. I come from a very strong family.
Well, we should be having the rights as black people to through cultural law, you know what I mean? Our elders make the law, and when these kids muck up, come to blackfella law.
But that's it, even their own mob making a mockery of their own law.
Yeah,
you know, they
exactly.
only want to use it now and then.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm a bummer, I'm a true bummer. I'm bummer, I live and be a bummer every second of my life. I'm bummer, I've written every day of my life. I don't just write.
Yes, I hear you, my brother. Yep. And you carry your father's name, brother, you know? You carry your culture within you, your bloodline.
That's it. I carry my dad's mob and my mama's mob.
I'm feeling you, brother.
I'm a very, very strong mama in my culture.
Yeah, look, as a black man, I'm frustrated too, my brother. It cuts to the bone, and I wasn't scared of no cop. I was scared of a little Aboriginal man live at Lake Placid, and that's my father, brother.
I'm frightened of nobody except my mama's and my granny.
Yeah, exactly.
People I'm frightened of.
Exactly, brother. You know, we got our little floggings when we were younger, but there was good floggings with tough love,
that's
eh, bro?
A good one, and that's what needs to come back today. And
yeah, I think
a nation,
so.
Like indigenous nation, we don't have to follow this damn and DC draconian piss-weak law. We've got our own law that we have to stand up and use.
And it was strong, wasn't it? And it worked, didn't it, brother?
Yeah, well, like my law in Yarrabooyah, my Gunganji family, we had a law.
Yep.
When you mess up, open off with your head.
And, then you respect that law. When you get in trouble, then that's it. Won't do that again.
Nah, you're not going to do that again because we will eat you.
Yeah, we're on the same page, my brother, but thank you very much for sharing. And look, mob across the country are listening. Crime across this country needs to stop. And
my brother, I need the government to listen to what I'm
exactly.
saying. I need the laws changed. Like, our people need to stand up and be strong with me and other strong people around the country.
Yeah.
There's not many of us that are strong in that
way.
Well,
so youth justice, you need to be talking to their traditional owners and the elders, and we can make our own law up, you know, in regard to crime.
We as community, we as Aboriginal, Bama nations, whatever you want to call us.
Yep.
We got our own law.
Yeah,
we got
brother.
Our own ways. We can send people off our community.
Yeah, I'm feeling you, brother.
And to my families that they're listening to me.
Yep.
I'm so sad for letting your children do this to
yes,
us.
Yes, exactly.
And to the culture.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be saved. That's rubbish.
Bupcha, very strong words, and thank you for sharing, my brother.
And one more, I got one more thing to add.
Go
all
ahead.
All our so-called leaders of our community, they need to pull a finger out of their muyu.
Stop getting paid
to get fat. Look
exactly.
after our people, our community.
Do your job.
Do your bloody job.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do your job for you.
Bupcha.
Like I said, I'm the leader. I'm a leader of my community.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, represent. Represent.
A lot of people know who I am.
Bupcha, thank you very much for your call, my brother. I'm feeling you, and that's great. I think you'll tickle some ideas there, brother.
That's it. We need to rise. Like right now, we need to grab this rubbish.
Exactly.
Stop. We need meetings.
Stop the crime.
Like I say,
stop the crime.
So-called leaders who are sitting in the offices getting fat for nothing.
Yeah.
We need to come out into the communities and talk to us. Because us as a mission here, we're getting sick and tired of this and getting branded.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want stealing all over here in Yoruba.
Yeah, and the problem is, brother, our kids are having kids. That's the problem. The kids who become parents are still kids themselves, and care factor zero in regarding the parenting.
But that's where it's come back to my brother. It's come back to Bama. It's come back to
that. Come back to Bama. Exactly. Exactly.
Like me, I'm a young man, but I'm cut from the old cloth.
Yeah, bro.
I've got the old ways. I'm a Deva breed. I'm Jabaganji and Gunganji breed.
Yeah, bro. I'm feeling you, my brother. Thank you for
the
yarn, Bupcha.
I've got a very strong law, yeah, and I'm going to use it. Thank you, Garo.
Yeah, Garo. See you, bro. Deadly yarn there, Bubcha. Look, he's a First Nation man living here in Cairns, and look, at proud Gungunji man, Jabbergoi man, and he's just really peeved off and really upset and frustrated with the crime, our youth crime, and like I said, black and white, but he's talking about our mob, and we need to check ourselves. And look, he suggests, elders, traditional owners, create their own law, court law, we've got our own law, we need to tackle it. And look, we feel the pain and frustration, as well as the white constituents who live in our cities and our communities as well. Our young ones need to stop this. It's not part of our culture. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Dinagang
Ojawan. Hello everyone.
Tugulu Nyai Nyangan.
Together we are strong.
Gili Nyai Dalgie.
Now we sing.
Nyala Gyaralalanga.
We give respect.
Chalambaugum.
Long ago, the Bangio mob.
Yangaram Pumira Nyago.
They all fought for us.
Nya Dalgie Yangaram
Gu.
Yangaram Gu Yangan Bulmun.
Strong power, love.
Banyarina Mana.
That keeps us
Nya Girawa. Gula, Nyaya, Nyanga.
Together we are strong, all one under the sun.
Maga,
another sun, we're all the same here. We are all shining stars. The color of my skin does not define me. Let's change our world and make it a better place.
Of the voices in me, surrounded by the depths of diversity. Listen and breathe with an open mind. Hear the wisdom of the elders, our hearts intertwined.
Resting in the songs with others in mind. Different cultures and people come together.
I feel fear with every step, but these words must be addressed.
Get up, stand up, stand up.
This is my life.
Get up, stand up, stand up.
Find a deeper melody.
Get up, stand up, stand up.
This is my life, this is my life. God is sure I was right.
We are all one under the sun.
Under the Sun, A1 here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. Right, everybody out there.
How are you, brother?
I'm sort of battling, mate, and I've got one ear at the moment. I'm Binagari in the left.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it all, brother.
Yeah, I'm getting help, and my car's off the road. And,
oh, still off the road, brother.
I'd just like to add on to the last...
Bubcha complaining about the crime, frustrated with it. Just what you can add to the conversation?
Yeah, I'd like to add to the conversation. One of the reasons for the crime,
yes,
is simply, I won't get much, being a smoker, one of the reasons for the crime is the price of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very expensive. There's a joke going around, only steal a power of the ashtrays for.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, I hear you. So you're saying it's the price of products, cigarettes in this case, is creating a crime, you feel?
Exactly. I'm sorry, I'm a smoker. My fourth job was on the cigarette counter in Woolies when I was 14.
Sure, yeah.
And my family were all smokers, and I'm a smoker. But I live in a world where people are desperate for cigarettes and people test each other. Have you got any cigarettes? Have you got any dumbers in your ashtray? And I know how desperate people are. I'm down the...
And desperate people do desperate things, brother.
And the price of cigarettes, which automatically rises, you know, it's like $30, $40 for a little packet of cigarettes nowadays. Mm. The government has turned into a big pusher and taxing people, and there was a rum rebellion once, but the price of cigarettes...
Mm.
And I'm not being smokers, we're not going to get any sympathy, but it's still a legal thing, and it's a huge source of revenue for the government.
Mm.
But the price of cigarettes, people can steal a car, do a ram raid, get cigarettes money or whatever. And you see all the pictures and they're empty. And it's cigarettes, cigarettes, yeah. Cigarettes, cigarettes.
So that and could be the culprit of a crime, you feel?
I really feel that that is a huge influence on the crime. Mm. Is the price of cigarettes
and I'm thinking, well, if it is that, but then they get a slap on the wrist, and then they go out and do it again because they don't really get in trouble for it, and if you're underage, then it becomes a game. But then, you know, well, people are dying because of it. People are getting stuff stolen, well, cars stolen, but also what's in the car, and also they're going to people's houses to get the keys, and what's in the houses that they pick up. So it's escalating big time, isn't it, Tony?
It's huge, mate. What is there? Over 100 cars a month in our area. It's probably the biggest crime rate in the country, and I really feel that a source of that crime is the price of cigarettes, and it's probably a national issue. But up we're at the end of the road up here in Cairns, or well, not really, but it's just one thing, and. That's my little bit for
today. Yeah, brother. Well, thank you for adding to the conversation. All the best, Tony. That's Tony Gibbs adding to the conversation, talking about the crime, and feels that it's the price of cigarettes is the culprit in regarding crime. I like to think it's a lot more than that, but yeah, have your say. Also giving a big shout out and thinking of the Yarrabah Seahawks, finding out what's going on there. They've been cut from the football this weekend. I don't know if it's for the weekend or for forever and a day. If anybody, Yari, can give us a call and tell us what's going on with the Seahawks, that'd be fantastic. Or anybody here in Cairns, CDRL, and find out what's going on there, having the team being not just the aid raid, all teams not allowed to play. Don't know what's going on there. Please shed some light. With that, let's go to Barry Cedric. Fly, Guyula, fly.
Like
Yeah, beautiful track there, My Island Home. Christine Anu, big shout-out, sister. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, don't act, don't lie. You mob, you're not shy. You can text me, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, Rob BBM987FM. All right, too deadly. Going to catch up a yarn now with a national winner. We're talking Indigenous Men's Health Award, and it goes to no other than TD, Timmy Duggan. And he's with Hoots for Health, a Northern Territory man, and got him on the line. Timmy Duggan's, hello. Congratulations, my brother.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Yeah, no, just found out on Wednesday. So.
Beautiful. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Timmy Duggan?
Yeah, look, I was born on Larrakia country in Darwin. Lived there most of my life.
Yes.
Spent a bit of time over here, over in Cairns as well.
Yes.
But my mob from the desert on my mum's side, the Warramungu people, around Tennant Creek region. And then on my father's side, the Nigana people on his mother's side over in, from around Derby in the Kimberleys.
WA, Noongar.
Noongar.
Too deadly, my brother. Best of both worlds. Look, congratulations. National winner, Indigenous Men's Health Award. Timmy Duggan, you've been running Hoots for Health. We're talking 20 years now, aren't we, bro?
Yeah, we're in our 21st year.
21st year. Yeah, tell us how it all started and what is Hoops for Health, brother? You've been a former NBL player with the Cairns Taipans. Tell us your story and tell us why Hoops for Health, brother.
Yeah, Hoops for Health, more than basketball. So when people think of Hoops for Health, they think it's just a basketball program. Mm. But it's much more than that. You know, we delve into health topics, health issues.
Yes.
And we visit a lot of remote communities, you know, doing our programs. Our basketball is the catch.
Yes.
But when we deliver our programs, you know, we've got a model there. We've got a model that's based on four concepts, one being the mental imagery.
Mm.
So putting our young kids into a safe place and feeling calm before they even start.
Yes.
Then we get into our strength endurance component, which is an engaging basketball drills, which is the kind of crux of the session.
Yep.
We want the heart rate up, but the brain making good decisions, so slowing the brain down a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finish off with what we call our calmness circle, so time for reflection, but based on 60,000 years of our learnings and knowledge.
Oh, got goosebumps here, brother. Got goosebumps here. Basketball, 60,000 years. Brother, yeah. That's powerful. And using basketball as a tool, as the vehicle, so to speak. And you, over the 20-odd years, you had some big names a part of this this movement, brother. Talk about some of the names and who's involved, bro.
Oh, one of the biggest names we had was this guy named Trevor Tim.
Yeah, shut your mouth. I'm talking about the basketball players and the elite, brother.
No, honestly, you've been a part of it.
Yes.
You've been a great MC for us and throughout the 20 years, and you were there at the launch. We had at Wootopra and Health Service back in February 2002.
2002, exactly. That's going back. Just when we got back from Nam, me and you, eh?
Yeah, Nam.
Vietnam.
Or was that Melbourne, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, now, look, we, there's been a few names, you know, people like
Leroy Logan, who's one of the greatest
Leroy
players
that
ever played in Australia. We got our brother Chock Mundine, who's been the patron of the program.
Anthony Mundine,
Some good females, high-profile females like Rahani Cox.
Rahani Cox.
As well, you know, so...
And she played with the WNBL, didn't she?
She played in the WNBL. She played for Australia. As well. You know, Cairns legend, Deborah George.
Yes.
Had him. So there's been a lot of people that have been involved on the journey. Mm. Our big thing that we say, we're an Aboriginal organisation that the kids look up to. So how we make it culturally safe is 80 to 90% of our lifestyle and leadership coaches are either Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander.
Yep.
And they, because, you know, they've got the lived experiences. We've got the lived experiences. And, you know, we not only work with young people, we go into jails, rehabilitation facilities, justice centres, and do some work in there as well. So we've got the whole spectrum of not only young people, but you know, Don Dale, highly publicised facility in Darwin. Done over 500 sessions.
Oh, beautiful, brother.
Since
beautiful.
2016. So, we get in there and we work.
And you're not here to change the world, but if you can change one brother or one sister's life for the good, then you've done your job, bro.
That's it. And when we say that to our mentors and our coaches in our program, we say, we're not there to be the rescuers or to fix things.
Yeah.
We're there to provide some good health information.
Yes.
And a positive experience for our young ones when they come into contact with our program. And who knows, we might provide that little spark or that little bit of information that they go, and it actually gives them the impetus to make some change, you know, or in their life. So that's how we work. We definitely don't come in thinking we're going to fix the world, that type of approach.
Sure.
Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, no, beautiful, brother. And when you look at the program, like I said, touching people's lives, bringing the community together, like I said, using basketball as a tool. But you started the program not to win any awards, and here you are a national winner after running Hoops for Health for 21 years this year. It's good to get recognised in that sense, yes?
It is, you know, and that's a testament to our staff and kind of our longevity. We've seen programs, you know, they come, they go, they come, they go, and a lot of them come and go in line with whether they're funded or not, you know.
Mm.
What we say we do, whether we've been funded or not funded, and look, we're always on the lookout for resources and funding.
Sure.
But whether we have or whether we haven't,
you still perform. You still keep going. Exactly. You're still bouncing the ball, brother.
Still going. And that's the big thing about us. That's our,
shooting for goals, brother. Slam dunk in life.
That's it. Yeah. Keep the ball pumped up.
Good.
Keep it moving along. Yeah,
that's beautiful. So, like I said, national winner, Timmy, and congratulations, Indigenous Men's Health Award. How did you find out? Did you get the phone call, text, or knock on the door, or did they snail mail send you a letter? What happened?
No. It was an online function.
Yes.
It was all on Wednesday afternoon. Unfortunately, I was travelling on the plane from Darwin to Cairns.
Yes.
So I couldn't attend. Then I got the email when I checked it as the plane landed in Cairns. That
you were the winner.
That I won, yeah. So. And look, that Australian Men's Health Forum.
Yes.
They do a great job too, you know. About,
yeah, big shout out.
A big shout out to them. They advocate, they acknowledge a lot of, not only us as Hoops for Health, but a lot of other programs that work with men's and our young boys as well, you know.
Yeah.
So they do a good job on that.
Yeah, powerful, brother. And look, your former NBL played with the Cairns Taipans, and you're the first black man to play in the NBL from Darwin. Is that right?
Yeah, in the NBL. Yeah, I did that. Well, bloody, that's 1996. I played with a team called the Gold Coast Rollers, and then I played in the inaugural team with the Cairns Taipans back in 99. So, but in that decade, I was the only after Danny Morceau
yes.
in 1989, for the whole decade of the 90s, I was the only Indigenous Australian that played in the NBL in that decade. You know, that's
yeah.
It was tough. It was pretty tough.
Yes.
Some big names, you know, in that period.
Well, Martin, then you're playing with brothers and sisters who come from the States, you know, didn't make the NBA or the WNBA, and they played here in Australia.
In Australia, so a lot of big names at that time. Look, I feel privileged to be able to play in that era.
Mm.
Learn a lot, and we use a lot of those people that played in that time as well, you know, like you're talking about the Leroy Logans, the Andre Moores.
Yeah, big shout-out to Dudley, yes.
Yeah.
And what about the NBL? I think they're stepping up now regarding the Indigenous space. They have an Indigenous round like NRL and AFL.
That's it. Yeah,
and you did a presentation at the Canberra Sports Institute of Sports, is that right?
Yeah, that was back in 2018. Did a presentation at the Australian Basketball Coaches Conference. And
yep.
I just advocated for our mob that we needed, and it wasn't just an Indigenous round, it was... It was everything across the board, more coaches, more programs.
And not just to paint singlets with Indigenous art. It's more than that, isn't it?
It's more than the artwork on the singlet, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes we can get a little confused that, you know, Indigenous rounds are just about the Guernsey or the uniform. Mm. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be genuine. So I did the presentation, but it looked back.
Yeah.
We always got to understand history. And knowing that there's only a certain amount, I think it's only been about 18 or 19 in 40 years of the NBL, 18 or 19 players.
Men and women.
Men. In 40 years that have played in the NBL,
yeah.
Which is really low.
Really sad. When you look at black people with the natural ability of sports, no matter what sports, we're deadly, you know what I mean? There's an avenue there, isn't there?
Yep, that's it. But look, when you look at it now, people like Terry Williams, he's one of the assistant coaches for the Australian team.
Yes.
There's a lot more.
Big Nathan Jowai.
You know, he's put a footprint. Obviously, the work that Paddy Mills.
Know,
he's taken it to another level.
Mm.
And you see a lot of our mob getting that opportunity now.
Yeah.
And I think that's all it takes. You know, once they get an opportunity. A
exactly.
genuine opportunity.
Yes,
we can shine.
Excel. Shine. Yeah, exactly. Well, Timmy Duggan, thank you for the yarn, my brother. Congratulations, national winner, Indigenous Men's Health, Hoops for Health, Northern Territory. Timmy Duggan, you too, Dudley, my brother. Good yarn with you, and yeah, I know you got to bounce, partner punt, and we'll talk soon, brother. Enjoy the rest of your holidays.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Thanks,
take care, family. Brother. Bye bye.
See you, brother.
Beautiful yarn there. Timmy Duggan's winner, national winner of the Indigenous Men's Health. Hoops for Health, been running for 21 years as of this year. Northern Territory, using basketball as a tool. And former NBL player, too, Dudley. With that, let's go to, we're playing basketball, a little Bow Wow. And with that, be signing off, you mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again next week. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.